Well, let's get a read on how social media is responding to this and other stories with Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. And Femi, stay with Kavanaugh. Lots of hashtags flying. What are you seeing?
Oh, my goodness. We have Confirm Kavanaugh Now, Confirm Kavanaugh. We have a Kavanaugh protest. So many. And you can see the bipartisan support coming behind the judge or coming behind Professor Ford as we speak, as they are watching C-SPAN right now.
Right. And President Trump also weighing in on Twitter earlier today. He's always in our social media segments. He tweeted, "The very rude elevator screamers are paid professionals, only looking to make senators look bad. Don't fall for it. Also, look at all the professionally made identical signs paid for by Soros." That's George Soros, who has supported some left-leaning topics. "These are not signs made in the basement from love. Hashtag troublemakers." Now, the women who confronted Jeff Flake in the elevator say they are sexual abuse survivors. He listened to them. Yesterday, Senator Orrin Hatch was filmed waving off other women. He was mocking them. That went viral. How are people reacting to this allegation from the president that they're not real, those women?
So Amy Levine says on Twitter, "Wait, this is really POTUS's account? He's touting conspiracy theories? Please, for the sake of our great country, get a mental health evaluation and put down your phone." And then there's that emoji that looks really shocked. But I have to say, underneath the president's tweet, so many people shared it, reshared it, liked it. We're talking about 100,000 people all looking at the president's tweet, all weighing in. One comment in particular stood out because we were talking about perhaps we're looking at a conspiracy theory here that the president may have. And just on underneath that tweet, there was, "The left are true evil in America. Why do they hate a country that is thriving? Hashtag QAnon." I know on the Here and Now, we've looked at this in terms of that conspiracy theory about there being a deep state behind everything that the president is trying to do.
Yeah. Well, so we will put that aside for a second, though, to take a look at another story that's gone viral on social media. A Colorado woman, Camira Trent, defended two Spanish speakers who were, you know, verbally attacked in a store by a Linda Dwyer for not speaking English. Let's listen. It starts with Ms. Trent.
"You leave these women alone. Get out. You don't go.
You come from a different generation.
No, I do not. I have respect, and it does not matter. You don't harass people like this.
You will lose your country."
All right.
Okay, she says you will lose your country. It moves outside where that woman who was, and she was verbally attacking the two women who weren't speaking Spanish. She ended up being arrested because she walked away from a police officer. But boy, this is quite something. Tell us more.
Robin, in the last couple of months, we've seen a lot of videos of people of color being harassed, or people who are of heritage from Mexico or maybe South America being harassed, and nothing happening to the harasser. And we've definitely flipped the script with this viral video. And the woman who did it is now being heralded as not a hero, but a shero. Mm-hmm. And people are loving her. They found her on Instagram. Her name is Camira Trent, and she called the cops. And the lady doing the harassment is called Linda Dwyer, and she has been charged for harassment, and she will then actually have to go to court. Yeah. And people are saying, this is what we need to be doing in America. But the woman who did the harassment says, "I'm doing it because I'm a patriotic American. If you come to America, you need to be able to speak English." Lots of comments under that video about how good it is to have a second and third language. So people are saying, it's good. You should be able to speak Spanish and other languages as well. And then Crystal BT Snow says on Twitter that there's a big difference between just being a patriot and then being a full-out racist. Telling someone in a harsh way not to speak their native language is not patriotic, it's racist. Who actually shared that video, and there were over 500,000 views, being shared in multiple places, he says, "I truly hope that everybody watching this will go out and vote in November."
Well, and Dwyer was arrested and charged with two counts of bias-motivated harassment when she walked away from the officers. Femi Okeh, thank you.
You're so welcome.